In that popular movie, Harold and Maude, it is Maude, the 80-year-old lady, a real lover of life, who challenges the young man, Harold, to a greater sensitivity to the meaning and wonder of life. There's one scene in which Harold looks around and sees a field of ordinary daffodils. But Maude asks him to look at the uniqueness of each little individual flower. And then in another scene, Harold drives into the city of Los Angeles and he sees the tall buildings and lots of cars and people. But it is Maude who sees a tiny, dying, choking tree. And she is determined to uproot it and plant it somewhere that it can grow into the tree that it should really become. Now I know that in this film that is so often repeated on television, Maude does say many unconventional things and perhaps might cause uneasiness to those of us who adhere to the traditional philosophies of the Western world. But it could just be that this unconventional Maude has a much deeper sense of the real meaning of Christianity than the so-called conventional Christians. The call to Christianity, after all, is a call to freedom, to liberation, a call to each of us to become free, to be responsible for the talents each of us does have from the Lord, to become, to grow into the unique kind of human being that God intended us to become. And that is the very point that Jesus makes in today's gospel story, the parable of the silver pieces. I know that gospel story can so easily be misunderstood as if it were an endorsement for the present day achieving society or an endorsement of simple high interest rates. The truth is, the lesson of the story today has nothing to do with investing money or accumulating wealth. Jesus merely uses this analogy of money to make an important point about our lives as Christian people. Jesus, in the story, is telling each of us to perform our Christian duties according to our own unique individual talents and abilities. That each individual of Christ is graced with his or her own unique power and ability to perform the will of God. In each of us is expected to live up to that power, that capability we have. And the lesson today is so clear in that story that this power conferred upon each of us will continue to grow whenever it is used, but it will wither up with disuse. To bury our personal blessings is a bad undertaking, and often it has grave consequences. We will reap only if we risk using our talents that are given to us by the Lord. And we will risk only if we have learned how to reverence ourselves as unique persons. Those people today who are still plagued with doubts about their own personal self-worth or their self-worthiness, they need this reassurance that the Eucharist gives us today. That the spending of oneself in loving, in serving, in sharing, in creating, in volunteering, in entertaining others, all of this can happen only if we do agree in our heart that we are worth spending ourselves on others, that we truly have something unique to give that no one else has. But if we would decide to save ourselves by spending what we have on ourselves, then we are lost. Life, of its very essence, cannot ever be programmed or predicted. The unusual, the unexpected, the unwanted, the unsatisfactory will continue to arrive in our life each day, just as regularly as the daily newspaper. We need to recall, for every task that God gives us, He gives us a talent to do the task. For every responsibility that we have, there is a resource. And for every chore, there is a charism or talent. We must never forget that we are the ones who are endowed, gifted by God, each of us unique with a special combination of gifts. It means that our hands are never empty and that our lives should never be empty either. And that these powers conferred upon each of us by the Lord, they grow with use, but they will wither with disuse. For us Christian people, there is no standing still. There's no stalling around. There's no attitude like, I've got it made. We can never hoard the grace of God. Either we are moving ahead or we are moving backward. Either we are growing spiritually or we are withering spiritually. That is part of the mystery of the Christian life. In a very real sense, therefore, we come to the Eucharist to acknowledge before one another and before the Lord, here in spirit, that whatever it is that we have done in the name of Jesus, we recognize there is always more that needs to be done next week. And it is here that we receive the strength to go out and do it. Each of us has been given the responsibility to do something to prepare this earth for the kingdom, for the gracious presence of God here with His people. That through the life and death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, each of us has been given some kind of power to do something for the kingdom. And that power, of course, is God's love living in our heart. We have been given the freedom to be responsible, the power to grow into the kind of beautiful, unique person that God wants us to become through His love. And our spiritual beauty is enhanced only to the degree that we will go out and exercise that freedom, that power, by loving and serving one another. To see each other as having been chosen by God to become the unique person that every person should be. Again, in that popular movie, Maud and Harold, the insensitive Harold sees the city of Los Angeles as one big blob of buildings and cars and people. But the 80-year-old lady, Maud, so sensitive as she has become older, sees the city on a different level. She sees the individual shapes around her, the individual forms, the individual life, the individual human beings. And she even sees that one individual, tiny, choking, dying tree that she decides to rescue, replants it in such a way that it can grow up to become the kind of tree that it should be. It was that scene that impressed so many people. How can we be less than profoundly moved by the example of sensitivity that Jesus shows us in providing for our needs? It is Jesus who came to sensitize us people, that we might become more sensitive to the worth of all of creation around us, in particular, the members of God's family. Someone has likened the people who are insensitive to others, people who have not yet learned how to love others, to two shipwrecked men who were sitting at one end of a lifeboat doing nothing as it was going down. Instead, they are watching intently the people at the other end of the lifeboat who are bailing furiously to keep the boat afloat. And one man says to the other, "Thank God the hole is not at our end of the boat as it goes down." This power of the disciples of Christ grows with use, it withers with disuse. We must become more sensitized to that kind of reality, to human need, wherever it is. That quite literally, all of us are in the same boat, moving on toward a common destiny. And we are to become sensitized to the reality that just as Jesus is the gift of God to us, and that gift of Jesus goes on giving all that we need, so too we ourselves are to become the gift to the world, and that we are to go on giving. The world needs us, deserves us. It is God's world that we are serving, His people, each of us serving according to our own unique talents.
Let us pray.